I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. It is Saturday, the 23rd of April, 2011, 9 days until Election Day. The federal election is on May 2nd, and in recent weeks there's been much discussion on the program about the national campaign. Between now and the 2nd, I hope to welcome all of the candidates running in the riding of Vancouver Kingsway. It's where I live, and as a voter, it'll be good to get close to home and hear directly from the men and women who are running for office. There are 7 candidates on the ballot. As of Friday morning, 5 have confirmed appearances for this program. We begin this morning with Louise Boutin. She is the Green Party candidate. She was born and raised in Montreal and moved to Vancouver in 2006. She lives in the Kensington area of Vancouver and is a realtor. She is active on the environmental front and in the local theatrical community. The website for more is at greenparty.ca. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Louise Boutin. Good morning, Ms. Boutin.
Good morning, Joe.
Thanks for joining us. So you mentioned in your bio that you're the production manager of the Metro Theatre's production of 42nd Street. That's ongoing, isn't it?
It is. It goes till the 30th.
Yeah. And you've worked in the theatre not only here, but elsewhere in the country where you've lived, right?
Yes, I have. Yeah. I worked probably for the last I'd say 12 to 15 years in community theater, mostly focused on youth theater. My goal was to bring theater to kids that normally couldn't afford it. So we started basically a group where for about $80 a session, they would get 3 hours a week of intense musical theater. So both singing, acting, and choreography.
We've had someone on from the Metro Theatre before promoting one of their shows, but I've never gone. Is the Metro Theatre, is that a community? That's a community theatre. Are they professional actors or are they sort of amateur actors?
Well, because obviously the arts world is a very tough world. There's not a lot of shows, and especially on the West Coast, lots of actors, not that many productions to go to. We do get some in the lead roles that are professional,
right.
But in general, they are actors that come out of the acting schools in and around Vancouver, and even some as far as Ontario and Alberta, Winnipeg. So they come out and they do amateur theater to get that on their resume. So we do have, they're mostly amateur at this point, but very good quality because a lot of them have formal training.
Now, there was an all-candidates forum on Wednesday, the 20th. Were you at that event?
I was not.
No.
I'm very chagrined. I had a mix-up. I thought it was last night, and unfortunately I did miss that.
Yeah. I hadn't gone either, so I was just going to ask what you've heard about what was discussed there last night or what happened, but you haven't heard anything, have you?
Well, I looked on. It up, and it seemed that Don Davies obviously is a very seasoned elected official, so he definitely did come probably out on top. Certainly all different kinds of views, because the Marxist-Leninists were there, etc. So it was I was interviewed by CPAC, and she told me that that it was quite lively.
Mm-hmm. Now, your leader, Elizabeth May, and your party was excluded from the federal leaders' debate last week. Do you think that has affected your party's chances in this election?
I definitely believe that it did, because I think that Elizabeth brings some great points that the other leaders have not focused on. Obviously the environment, but other areas also, because they're in a sort of an area where they're attacking each other and not focused on what the people out there are really looking to hear. So I believe that the last debates were much better in the fact that she brought up a lot more of the issues and focused the group on that. So I think that in a way it will affect our campaign, because obviously we didn't get that extra media coverage.
And do you find that as you travel the riding, talking to voters, that there's still this perception of the Green Party as being just a one-issue party, that it's just about the environment and nothing else?
No. A lot of them actually, especially the the seniors, seem to sort of focus on the marijuana side of things. So I think they're getting our message. So they know that we are a full-service party. We're no longer just focused on the environment, but obviously our message is that with the environment the way it is, if we don't fix and focus on that, nothing else really, we'll be in a lot more trouble. So the arts and everything, we have policies on healthcare and affordable housing, etc. But certainly a good, we don't forget about the environment.
Well, what are seniors talking to you about with regards to marijuana?
Well, a lot of people are afraid. They don't believe that if you, they figure that if you legalize marijuana, it'll make it worse. Everybody will be out on the streets smoking, and it will definitely cause more crime, et cetera, in their minds.
Well, what else are voters telling you that they're concerned about in this campaign?
They're really frustrated with what's going on right now. They feel that it's, that the whole political system needs to be changed. They don't know what really to do. They're frustrated. They don't feel that people are focused on, or certainly the government. Stephen Harper right now is not focused on the real issues. There seems to be a cronyism there, and big business is a big focus. So people are very frustrated. I was at the debate at the real estate board's debate, and it was about housing, and definitely both the liberals and the conservatives have talked about it, but nobody has done anything. So, those are issues that they're really frustrated with. Creating jobs, it was a mandate to get the economy going, but people don't see where these jobs really were created. About the environment, they're worried about the oil, the pipeline going through, certainly here in BC, and huge ships coming through to Kitimat. That's a big issue. And the seniors' housing, affordable housing, when they leave their homes, because this riding here has a high proportion of single-family homes, a lot of seniors, where do they go? I mean, they really have no options, so a lot of them stay in their homes, which they've long passed the point of being able to care for. So, these are things that there's more a need of in community centers that are going to cater to those needs. Also, I'm the co-chair of the program committee at the Kensington Community Center.
Yeah.
And the other day there was a lineup for our preschool program, because there's just a lack of affordable daycare and child care in this community. So there's a full array of services that I think that need to get pushed to the next level.
So if you're elected on May 2nd, the Member of Parliament for Vancouver Kingsway, and you're a realtor, what do you suggest, or what will happen with regards to an issue like homelessness, like affordable housing? How does a Green Party MP affect change in that way?
Well, we look at, first of all, housing was cut, the funding was cut for all of the housing, the social housing in and across Canada where there was funding from the federals. That program no longer exists. So we would look to put something together in that aspect. Obviously, a lot of the housing is at the municipal and, provincial level, but certainly what we talked about is we need to all come to the table, the feds, the provincials, and the municipals, and work together on a good program that's going to work for everybody, not just the federal government dictating to the other two or vice versa. It just needs to be much more cooperative than it's ever been. Because, you know, when you're far away, you don't know exactly what the needs are. Certainly the municipalities are the ones that are have the most expertise there. And then the rest bring, you know, what funding they can bring, and also the expertise on their side of what works best, focused on building these in an environmentally safe and, low footprint fashion. So, you know, whether it's geothermal or, using wind technology or whatever, depending on which part of the country it is. So that's really important. And looking at the seniors, developing, of course, that's municipal again, but, you know, with the help of the federal, work with the monies at hand and focus on senior housing, because obviously with the baby boom aging, we're going to be in a crisis situation.
Something that your bio talks about are green jobs, and I'm just wondering, would there be a place for green jobs in this riding?
I think my writing, the big thing that I would focus on is small business incentives, small to medium business incentives. That is the biggest proportion of where jobs are coming from.
Right.
And I think even in the Canadian economy, there's a shift. I mean, before you had the big corporations in Canada and everybody was working for the large multinational corporations, but today the reality is that small to medium-sized businesses are the biggest providers of jobs here. So in my riding, the focus will be on supporting the small to medium businesses and encouraging them through tax incentives, tax breaks to hire, et cetera, within the community.
Now, we look to the last about three federal elections, and we look at how your party did in this riding. And between the 2006 and 2008 campaigns, your vote increased. I think it doubled. It was up almost 4%. How does it look in this campaign a week before the vote? Are you optimistic about perhaps doubling your vote again?
I would definitely want that to happen. I have had a lot of positive feedback. The only issue is how people are voting. I do hear that people are polarized, not wanting, in my writing anyways, not wanting the Conservatives to get in, so they, it's hard to say which way they're going to vote. Are they going to vote with their heart and what they really believe in, or are they going to be concerned about making sure that the Conservatives, obviously in our writing, the Conservatives aren't a threat. It's between the Liberals and the NDP, and I think that Don Davies, from talking to the constituents in the riding, if they're not voting for me, the most likely candidate will be the NDP. So I think that the increase that we garnered last time will definitely stay. My focus is to get maybe about 30% more of that.
Now, how do you talk to voters and tell them to vote with their hearts, if the electorate is so divided as it is, not only here but nationally?
Well, you know, I mean, I firmly believe a democratic system should be at the local level. You know, we shouldn't be voting for the person at the top. We should be voting for who's going to bring the best value to us and represent us the best in the House of Commons, and that would be somebody that that feels and knows the issues in the community and also is, you know, has an integrity, honesty, and really sincerely wants to help that region. So that person would be more apt to represent you locally than, you know, maybe focus more on themselves and their career in that situation. So also the values that you bring. So, you know, if you believe in you're not for legalization of pot and the party is saying that, or if you're not, you're not for issues that, such as, abortion issues, what just came up with the conservatives. Those are things that might polarize you to focus on a candidate that would represent your values. So that's what I mean by voting with your heart. So voting for the person that feels represents your values the best.
What brought you to public life? What made you decide to run for public office?
I certainly worked a lot with the Green campaign, both provincially and federally. I really firmly believe that we need a change. I think right now the only ones that represent what I believe in are the Greens, and therefore I helped a lot in the back, certainly with Adrian's campaign, with Laura Lee's last time provincially also. So when the vacancy occurred, because I was supporting Doug Workerton, who was here in the last elections, he had to step down. There wasn't too many people that came up, and I've done a lot of things out in the public, I felt that, you know, I could bring some value, and I'm very passionate about the things that the Greens represent. So I thought I would put my hat in the ring.
How does it look for your leader, Elizabeth May? She's running in on the island, right?
She is.
Yeah, how does it look for her seat? Do you think she'll win on May 2nd?
I'm hoping. We're putting all our energy in, federally, we're putting all our energies and efforts and bit of our money on that happening, especially with Adrian Carr in Vancouver Centre. So those two, we in the BC area, we feel have the strongest chance of winning a seat.
Louise, I appreciate your time today, and thanks very much for joining us, and good luck with your campaign on May 2nd.
Thank you so much, Joe, and I look forward to hearing the show.
The website for more, greenparty.ca. Louise Boutin is the Green Party candidate in Vancouver Kingsway. I'm Joseph Plunder.